Hello, everyone, and welcome again to another episode of Rich Single Mama TV and Radio. I'm Samantha Gregory, your hostess, and I am bringing you another in the Single Mompreneur series. My guest today is Devin Gann, and she is a single mom, and she's also running a business, and I'm hoping that you'll be inspired by our conversation today. Welcome, Devin. Thanks so much for being here.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Sure, great to have you. So I'm always excited to meet new moms, especially single moms who are in business. And so I'm always curious first to know, how did you get started in your single mom journey? Tell me a little bit about that story.
So my story kind of started when I went to college the first time. So I moved away to study marine science. It was my dream to kind of save the world a little bit. And I got there and I wasn't really prepared for relationships. So I ended up in one, was married for a very short time, had my son. And at the time, the relationship was very toxic, very unhealthy. And my physical health also began to suffer. I wound up in the hospital for a week while I was pregnant, and I had to have two surgeries. Wow. And then so I wasn't working. I was in a very unhealthy relationship. I was, you know, trying to take care of myself, my son. And because it was so unhealthy and abusive and toxic, I got to a point where it was my life. I ultimately had to decide, you know, was I really willing to risk my life? And so I found the strength to walk away. And with that came a lot of baggage. I was ultimately diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. And that really affected the way that I work with other people. And that I work in normal work environments, ultimately. And from a young age, obviously, I'd always had big dreams, big, you know, going out into the world and doing a lot of big things. And my path of having to take care of myself and these big dreams kind of came together to this, why don't I just work for myself? While I was pregnant, I had a close family friend reach out to me, and I'd always been very smart and very good with technology. And she was like, I need a website. Can you help me? Her path took her somewhere else. And then around the time that I separated from my relationship, she came back to me and she said, okay, what I was doing didn't work out. I need a website again.
Right.
And I realized how much good I could do. You know, I didn't have to save the world environmentally. I could still help people bring the things that they love to fruition. Like, not everyone loves computers. Not everyone loves the internet. But they have these passions that they want to share with the world. And I can do that. I can share that passion with the world with design. And so I was helping her. And then again, it was another instance where chance happened. She had an event. She wanted me to help her work. And there was an entrepreneur event in my town. I was like, I'm just going to go, you know, if I end up not working with her that day, I'm going to go see what happens.
Right.
And I went, and there were just a bunch of people who were excited to hear what I had to say and excited about what I did, you know, oh, I need help. You know, I need help getting online. I need help with a website. And so it was just these small steps that kind of led me to ultimately where I know now is where I need to be.
Nice. That is awesome. I'm so excited. I'm excited about your journey from where you were to where you are now, because this is not easy. you know, to go through the things that you went through, believe me, I've been there. I've really been there and I've done that. And I know that, especially the post-traumatic stress disorder, I know about how hard it is to really recover and find your way and find your self-esteem, and you're doing it. And so I applaud you because, like, I mean, when you have been battered down by another person, when there are toxicity and vampire energy and all those things that suck the life out of you, mm-hmm. getting back to a place of normalcy and finding out who are you, who am I, you know, that's a big deal. And so I'm so happy that you are in the place that you are right now. You're helping people. You're finding that the path to saving the world is not just one path. There are many paths. And when you're able to find that, it does something for you. You know, you literally change the world, because without you, we probably wouldn't know about a lot of people who are afraid of technology and who are afraid to get online and who are afraid to really put themselves out there outside of a brick and mortar. Now, instead of just local people knowing them, the whole world can know about them because of you. So that's amazing. And I thank you for telling me, because I think we kind of went into another question, kind of morphed into that. So totally fine, but still very excited to hear. So how long have you been in business?
I've been working with the initial client 3 years.
Okay.
And when I decided to branch out, it's been about a year.
Okay.
To working independently. So yeah, for her, it was ultimately going to be the IT director. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of different things that I did for her business. But again, it came back to wanting to work for myself.
Yeah.
Wanting to be independent and also help more people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like help. And it also gives me a chance to hear other people's stories and learn, you know, seeing their passion. I love seeing their passion. I love seeing what they love, mm-hmm. and what they do and how they can help other people. I'm very much a social person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't just like sharing my story. I like hearing other people's as well.
Okay.
And that was another dream I kind of had, like psychology, kind of, you know, okay. going around talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've worked more, it has been a lot of that. It has been a lot of, you know, and I think networking has changed over the years, but
right.
It's a lot of wanting to share your story, mm-hmm. wanting to know the other person, really. It's more deeper than just on a business perspective.
Right. Cool. So how do you balance being a mom and having your business?
Well, it's easier in some ways because I can work remotely. I can work mm-hmm. wherever there's internet, really.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, there are quite a few times that I have to go out and go to meetings and, you know, be around town.
Mm-hmm.
Networking events have been really big. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Okay, do you want to start that one over?
Sure. So tell me, how do you balance being a mom and having your business?
So in a lot of ways, it's easier to work online because I can work anywhere. I can work remotely. At the same time, a lot of it is in-person networking.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like a lot of reason, in order to stand out in the market these days, apparently also because it's so saturated, mm-hmm. you have to show your individual self.
Right.
So a lot of it is being in person, and a lot of it is sharing stories and talking to people. So I'm always going to meet people or sitting down and talking. So I just try to, my son is still younger. Mm-hmm. So, and my hope is to stick with homeschooling, actually.
Yeah.
So a lot of the meetings that I go to are in the evenings. Mm-hmm. So I'm with him during the day, and then it's easier to find babysitters whom I trust mm-hmm. after they're done with working. So I have some people close to me that I trust and go to.
Yeah.
Because it's all about supporting each other's passions, you know, building, having people in your life that build you up.
Mm-hmm.
Same. And so there are people that I know care for my son
mm-hmm.
that I feel comfortable being around him. So it's really just a balance. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I answered because I said balance.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. So would you say that part of having that balance is having that support system? So that you can go out when you need to go out and or do work when you need to do it, but still have, you know, those people in your life, not just for your son to watch him, but also to kind of help you build your business as well.
Very much so. So with the way that my relationship with my son's father, I don't just get to take him and for the weekend, and you know, I don't have that level of support. But I've been lucky enough to have people in my life that I've worked with or known who have been able to help me. I'm now contracting a virtual assistant through my business
mm-hmm.
because for me it really is, like I've said, helping people with their passions.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I want to be a one-stop shop, essentially.
Okay.
For their businesses. And this is someone who I've known was doing virtual assistant work. And she ultimately worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a personal relationship and she offered her services to me. And, you know, I believe in her and she's supported my business. And ultimately, I've offered that to other people.
Okay.
So, you know, there's different, the support system is very important. It's just, there's so many different ways that it manifests.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? It's not always monetary or babysitting. There's
right.
so many ways.
Right.
And, it's very important to have people you can lean on. Friends that it's always important to surround yourself with people who build you up.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, sometimes you even just need friends to just go and sit with and not do anything and
absolutely
just do nothing.
Yeah. So I know this is not one of the questions I had on my list, but how do you do self-care? You know, how do you get that me time so that you can, you know, be rebuilt and prevent burnout, I guess, for lack of a better word.
One of my passions, it's always been a passion of mine, is music. is music.
Okay, yeah.
And so in the past, you know, I've been able to do meditation that was guided by other people.
Mm-hmm.
But it had to be very specific situations. So I'm a very go, go, go kind of person. So even when I'm creating music, I'm very go, go, go.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that always seems to help me is I'll take a bath.
Mm-hmm.
And I do this a lot, but I have to do it very specifically. I turn all the lights off
mm-hmm.
and I listen to a certain kind of music. And that is one of the few ways I know to make my brain stop go, okay. go, going all the time.
Right.
And like it's very good at making me let go.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of just being in the music, being in the moment, being mm-hmm. in the dark, and just, you know.
Yeah. That's great. I know sometimes, not sometimes, all the time when I find that my day hasn't had any music in it, it's like there's this void there, because music, like you said, it calms you. It keeps your, it kind of slows your mind down, depending on the music, I guess. But it also, it just changes my mood, changes my whole outlook, whether it's to calm me down or cheer me up or whatever it may be. And I think that's, you know, one of the secrets of self-care that a lot of people don't really tap into, because it does, it really does change the entire vibration of your life and atmosphere.
For me, it's very emotional. Mm-hmm. It takes me away from the physical. It puts me in that emotion, that energy, that, and the physical is what keeps me in the go, go, go. You know? So yeah, music is pretty amazing.
Yes, absolutely. So what would you say to a single mom who's thinking about starting her own business, but she's feeling a little nervous, may have tried it, but didn't feel like she was succeeding? So what would you tell her?
To a single mom starting her own business, I would say... The times that I've done best in my life and succeeded the most is when I've stayed rooted in who I am, stay true to who I am, and stay true to what I want deep down. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to make money.
Right.
But I feel like you have to tap into your deeper motivations, mm-hmm. and a deeper truth to really succeed, because that's really what's going to push you. Why do you want to make money? To support your children, to, right. you know, be able to go home at 5 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock and mm-hmm. spend time with your kids, you know? And then I would say it's so cliche, but never give up. It's okay to slow down. You know, if life knocks you on your butt, you can sit there for a second, but don't stay there.
Right.
And then just stay positive. Mm-hmm. I have so many people in my life who look at me and they say, "You're just so positive," mm-hmm. and you're so self-assured. And I'm like, that's the only me I want to be. Right. I want to be, you know, and I know that I'm happier that way. And when I'm happier, I'm putting that positivity out, mm-hmm. and it comes back to me.
Absolutely. So. Good advice. Really good advice. You know, it's all about the mindset, because it's all about the attitude. It's all about your perspective on mm-hmm. life. And I always say that until you're able to change that perspective and shift your mindset, then it's going to be more challenging to start a business or go back to school or do the thing that you truly wanted to do. And then if you're in a place of blame for a failed relationship or because your ex is not doing, you know, this or that or the other, then you're stuck under the control of someone else instead of controlling your own destiny. I'm seeing that you clearly are not there. You know, you've clearly made a decision to live your best life and to do the thing that matters to you and truly be yourself. I think when we wear the label, I think, of single mom, sometimes we are so caught behind that mask or that label that we forget who we truly are, who we were and who we truly are, who we're becoming. I'm really excited again to meet moms like you who are changing the narrative, truly, you know, changing the narrative. It's really, really refreshing. So tell me, what is the legacy you want to leave for your son?
I think the main thing that I want my son to grow into, and I think it has a lot to do with the advice that I just said, just knowing yourself, mm-hmm. and staying true to yourself and just growing into that, growing with that. Because to me, that's growing up the way that I did is what led me to a relationship that wasn't so great.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, that did help me transform into who I am now. But I want to create an environment where he doesn't have to do that, where he doesn't have to go through that. And, you know, I'm only 25, but it would have been nice to figure this out like 6 years ago.
Yes.
And so making, you know, as I've said, I feel if you know who you are and you know what you want, then that's the best way to make your dreams come true, to bring you that money that you want and that success that you want.
Right.
So just, happiness, really, ultimately.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful legacy. So before we close, tell me more about your business, the name of it, where we can find you online, your social media handles. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So my business is called Black Widow Web Design and Graphics. My website is blackwidowcreative.com, and I'm on Facebook as Black Widow Creative. Instagram is Black Widow Creative. I do web design, graphics, photography, videography. I've recently hired on a digital artist. She's young, but she's amazing.
Oh.
And I am contracting out virtual assistants now.
Mm-hmm.
So just helping people. I intend on growing more individually as well.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to share my story and do more advocacy over time.
Nice.
But, you know, one step at a time.
For sure.
But I, you know, that information will be available as it comes. But for now, Black Widow Creative.
Nice. I love it. I love it. And I'm excited about your path and your business growth and how you are being this example for your child, because it's huge, it's big. I think that as you become more and more mentally and emotionally healthy, he will have such an amazing future for himself. And, you know, he's probably going to follow in your footsteps and have his own business as well. So that's fantastic. So, Devin, I'm really thankful that you were on the Rich Single Mama TV and radio show. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom, because you have truly shared your wisdom. And one question I had, the last question I had, you said that when you went to college the first time, so have you gone back again?
Yes. So I went back. Originally it was marine science.
Mm-hmm.
The second time was for a general IT degree.
Okay.
I was still with my son's father at the time.
Okay.
And when I left him, I had some unpacking to do.
Sure.
And then I'm actually still currently in college studying what it is I actually do for work. I just already have so much experience in it. I don't want to wait.
Yeah, gotcha.
But it would be nice to have that paper, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You'll get it. You get it real soon. So, and congratulations. If I don't talk to you before you graduate or when you around the time you graduate, I'm just going to give you a future congratulations on your degree. So, but again, thank you again so much for being on the show. Do you have any last words of wisdom for single moms?
Just, you know, be sure in yourself and, again, never give up.
Cool. All right, everybody. Well, there you have it, Miss Devin Gann. And she is our single mompreneur for this week here on Rich Single Mom Radio and TV. Thank you again for joining us. And please note that all of her information for her website and her social media will be in our show notes. So you can go there and you can get them. Just click on the link here in the description for this podcast. Thank you again. Be well, and we'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.